The weekend's here, and we're picking up the tempo today, Sunday, getting ready for the new week ahead. You're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and I've been providing remote room service to clients around the world and supporting on-site clients for over 30 years. You can contact me anytime at www.askavi.com, on Twitter at ASKAVIE. Our open buffet of Tech Gourmet Q&A is still fresh and going strong. Grab your favorite beverage, put on your comfortable headphones, and I invite you to be part of the audio show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment on any segment, offer up your own tips, suggestions, or ideas. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. If you've never called before, what are you waiting for? Stay tuned. More Tech Talk tips coming right up.
Expectations. An ology. Age is just a number. Words that describe this next interview that you may or may not think it's real. Words that one person only knows. Words that could change the way you think about this CERN ology. Who are we talking about? Who is our next interview? But more importantly, what will inspire you to do? Stay tuned and be inspired. Thank you. Hello, Anchor Nation. I'm the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio, Kevin Touch, and I'm back with another special Thursday interview. And this week's interview, you guys are probably wondering after all the guests I've gone, is Avi Uniglick. Avi is a great tech wizard. His station is basically tech tips and tech talk all 24/7. He does do occasional things outside of the tech world, but most of the time it's tech tips and tech talk. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had a great time speaking with Avi. He's very, very attentive to the society these days, and he really is a special guest on this show. So without further ado, I'm going to give you his special song choice he requested, and then please enjoy the interview with Avi Uniglick. Thank you, and enjoy. Hello, Anchor Nation. My name is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and today we're going to be joined by a special guest, Avi. Avi is on Anchor, and without further ado, I'm going to let Avi tell his story.
Well, Kevin, thank you for getting in touch with me today. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Pretty good, Avi. So, what's your message to the Anchor community about your station and what you do on your station a little bit?
Well, you know, I'm the original Tech Talk Tip station on Anchor, started in the beginning back in February of 2016. And I offer up not only support and answers to questions about the Anchor app, but about technology in general, because I've been involved with technology as a consultant and as a support arm and vehicle to businesses, small businesses, as well as residential clients. And I have a primary focus now of a tech support room service. So people that are in need can get me on a toll-free number. I could remote into their systems anywhere in the world and help them out the best I possibly can. So I've brought that helpful hand into the Anchor community, and I've been doing that ever since. And since 2.0 evolved, I was involved with the beta of that product, and I was able to understand it just a little more deeply from the get-go, and then provide the training on that in the beginning. I put together a beginner's guide to Anchor that I have in my episode section. So a lot of people have requested that I do that when they came on. They said, Avi, this is so different than version one. What can you do for me? And I think you should put together some instructional stuff. So that's what I started to do.
Wow, the original 1.0 and 2.0. That's crazy to think you've been out here for about a good year and a half and still going strong, obviously. I'm sure the Anchor community appreciates what you're doing for the community. So let's
thank you.
No problem. So let's begin with the questions today. So we say, as always, guys, 10 questions plus a nice bonus question at the end. So question one, Avi, obviously you've been on here for a while. So who told you about Anchor and what's your story on how you joined the app?
Well, you know, I learned, I tell this story often, that my friend Brian Fanzo, iSocial Fans, who is a big social media proponent and one that is involved in tech, was talking about it on one of the live streams. He's big in live streaming. He does simulcast. He does a lot of different things. If you haven't met Brian, I highly recommend you follow him not only here on Anchor, but wherever he is, at iSocial Fans is his handle, and he's that way on all different mediums. But Brian spoke about Anchor early on, and once I heard about it, I said, well, you know, Brian's talking about it. Let me check it out because I respect his opinion. He's very well versed, and I say that he says himself that he's got FOMO, fear of missing out, and he always checks out the latest in tech to make sure that it's a tool that we all could use if you know, he dabbles in it and he wants to be able to share it. And he thought Anchor had some great potential, and when I dabbled in it in the beginning, I felt the same way.
Now I hear you. A lot of the interviews we've been getting is some outside influence. It's good to know that one of your friends, you know, maybe not the biggest guy like a Gary Vee or a Jordan Taylor or one of those YouTubers, but somebody you knew who you respected gave you the opinion to join, and sounds like you guys are both having a blast. I do follow iSocial Fans. Great station. Check them out. But, yeah, it's great that we're getting these stories and conversing about who told about Anchor, and it's always good to get the good background of not just you but everybody. So, question number two, since you kind of are a developer of the one and two, what are your expectations so far on Anchor? And then the second follow-up, what do you expect for the new Anchor 3.0 coming out?
Well, I've learned that when you expect things to happen of others, it's best if you don't. Okay,
That's a good one.
Right? The likelihood is you'll be disappointed if you expect things from anyone. You can get disappointed expecting things from yourself. You know, you had a difficult enough time meeting your own expectations that I create. So, you know, to attempt to extend that into any other situation that you don't have control over is, you know, an exercise in disappointment. So from that standpoint, I don't expect anything from Anchor. What I do is I take it, I want to share with you what I call the phenomenon of the dancing bear, because a lot of people, have you ever heard that?
No, but yeah. You can elaborate on that. That'd be great.
All right. The phenomenon of the dancing bear is that it's not that the bear dances poorly. It's okay. That the bear can dance at all. Okay. So when I look at technology, when I look at a new app, when I look at the complexity of putting audio into an internet stream and making it functional on a phone with all different types of connectivity capabilities and all different types of apps that are on the same devices that we all use with, you know, different positions all around the world. It is a complex animal to get to dance. Okay. So we all get on these apps. They're free apps to begin with. We have expectations that they should work like we're paying thousands of dollars for them, right? And, and ultimately, they don't always give us 100% satisfaction. And I say to you and to anyone looking at an app like Anchor, which I think is a phenomenal app, it may not work the way you expect it to. It may not have all the bells and whistles and all the features, but it works to the extent that we can all share some great intercommunication. Look what we're doing right now. You've called me through the app.
Yep.
The app reached out to me on my phone. Now, you could have called any number in the U.S., any U.S. number. You could be anywhere in the world, but you call a U.S. number. It entitles us to have a conversation. You can record up to 90 minutes of it, and then get a transcription of everything we each say, email to you, and you get an MP3 copy of it that you can reproduce and do whatever you want,
edit
it, put it wherever you want, and it stores it for you so you can clip out what you want and push it out whenever you want to your station. So from that perspective, that's just a small component of a very complex and difficult process that the Anchor team makes easy. So when we talk about expectations for 3.0, I believe that the team has a very vested interest in not only them being successful because they have investors behind them, but they also have the interests of the users in mind, because they're all users of the app. It's one thing to put something out there and try to make money with it. You know? The other thing is they use it and they do it. They built this app because they saw a missing gap in the industry that didn't exist. They wanted to be able to give people radio in their hands. And the co-founders of this particular app have a radio background. And they said, we need to be able to give social radio a voice for anyone that wants it on their mobile devices. So I think it's tremendous. And I think it's only going to get better, more refined. Every time we come, we take a step forward. There's always things that break. You and I know right now, if you guys are looking at your favorite list, it's probably missing. Some people are complaining they don't even have the ability to talk or listen to stations. But these things all get ironed out. And ultimately, don't expect anything more than what you already have. And you will never get disappointed if you deal with the present and make the best of it. How's that?
Yep. Oh, that's perfect, Dan. It's like a revolving door, guys. You just don't know. There's minor fixes. There's major fixes. Every day is a new challenge. And the anchor team, I mean, let's be honest. This is my favorite feature in the interview, because you get to hear somebody's different side of perspective of life and what they think. And, yeah, like Avi said, you really can't expect much. Like, if you start expecting things, you'll even be more disappointed in the end. So it's a process, and that's great. I think technology is like that. It's supposed to be a process. It's not supposed to click like that. So I understand where you're coming from, Avi. I appreciate that answer. So moving on to what is your favorite – question three. What is your favorite Anchor feature, and what is something you would like to see in the future with Anchor? Anything in particular, or –
Well, my current favorite feature is one that's been around. I used it in beta on version one, and that's the Anchor Clip tool. Okay, it's web-based. It's not part of the mobile environment yet. Some of us have worked out kludges where we can actually get some third-party apps to help us trick the mobile device or the Clip tool to think that our mobile devices are actually desktop. But you need a desktop browser to interact with it effectively. But it gives us the ability to lift and schedule segments to our station. So every evening when I have time, I might record something offline using a professional microphone. Audacity is my tool of choice, and I create that and schedule it so it always shows up on my station at 7 in the morning. So that's a very handy tool for me, and I would love to see that capability come to the mobile app. So the scheduling capability, the feature that I'd like to see is the ability for us to organize our segments in a way that would make it much more functional for us to have a continuous station that doesn't have fragments hanging out. I'd love the archive capability to work much more effectively, where we can search the archive, organize it, have all the features that we're looking for. But these are all things that the team knows. It's in our support.anchor.fm website as requests, and we've prioritized a lot of these things. So the team is working on making those things happen. So there's nothing I want to see in the app that is not already planned for. It's just, obviously, we'd like to speed up the process to get it done, but we have a small team, and that's what's going on.
Absolutely. We can't expect too much, like you said, back to question two. Can't expect everything. And the app, and like I said, I believe this app is the sky's the limit. There's no doubt that the Clipper's been a big tool since, I believe, 1.0. And we all love it. So absolutely, very fair answer. So now shifting gears here, the reason why I'm doing this interview is your expectations kind of me, as in you gave me high praise this week. So question four is, if we're not going to use the word expectations, what is your theory behind the new future generations as they grow up? Do you see hope? Do you see good things coming from this because of the technology standpoint?
When I use you, Kevin, as an example, the bottom line is my dream for younger generations is that they get back to basics when it comes to social interaction. The fact that you are using a communication vehicle that many of your peers would refuse to use right now. They They have not grown accustomed to picking up a phone and speaking into it. They use the phone for everything but speaking in it. They don't use a phone like a phone. They use a phone like a computer. So their thumbs have gotten extraordinarily adept at communicating. They'll text to their friend that's sitting right next to them rather than, you know, raise their face off the screen and talk. So my dream is that they get back to pushing the phone away and becoming much more conversant and social and have the ability to speak our language, any language that will allow them to express themselves in a way that is much more natural. Our most natural form of communication since we were born is through voice. We cry when we're born, right? Right. So we've lost that in technology, and that's one of the things that I fear has really gotten people into positions where they're antisocial. They don't appreciate time with family, with other friends, and really get the spirit of what human involvement and socialization should be. So I believe that an app like Anchor is bringing people back into the fray, and I trust that people like yourself will influence others in your generation and your peer group to do the same thing. And it's very, very effective to be able to be a speaker. And it's one of the best tools that you can have in any discipline you ever have. The ability to stand up in front of someone and express your thoughts. I think it's tremendous.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. We're losing the basics. It's almost like face-to-face recognition, all these tools on the apps and face-to-face contact. What happened to talking to people is like a second language, and we got to get back to that. And probably the most interesting point is, you're right, there's not a lot of people like kids who want to speak like this. It's hard. You know, I understand. It's not like the usual, all right, I can just text you or something. So I pretty much have the same sentiments, and hopefully I can do something maybe to convince these guys. But we as an Anchor community, Anchor Nation, could, you know, when I send this out to the people who are not on Anchor, they're going to be like, wow, you know what? Maybe I have a different perspective on it. And then eventually when things start to evolve with the app, they'll come on, which would be a great, not just for me, but for the whole Anchor community, get some fresh youth in here. And absolutely age, and we talked about this privately, age, guys, that's just a number. Throw it out the window. So speaking of age, we have talked about question five. So, Avi, have you had an interest in technology since you were young?
Well, my father was involved in electricity. He was a electric motor repairman. He had his own motor shop. So, you know, the electric motors that run pumps and that run all different types of devices, that's what he did. And I helped him out when I was very, very young. And at that age of eight, I had a ambition of becoming an electrical engineer. I wanted to go to MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. That changed drastically as I got older and into high school. I had a much bigger interest in music. So I moved away from the electric and electronics and technology and got more involved in music. And I was very, very deep in music in high school, and I all had an ambition to go into music. So technology was just a second, took second fiddle, and I never really used computers. I'm going to share with you at the end how old I actually am, so you know, but it spanned many years, and ultimately technology wasn't part of my childhood. I got involved in that later in my life as a business accountant. Actually, I got my degree in accounting, and that's my background is in accounting and finance. So, it gets pretty deep. But we don't have that much time, Kevin, so I want to move you right through these questions. I'm boring enough to talk about all that stuff. I could spend years talking about it, but that would be boring. But the short answer is technology, it's in my blood, but I didn't really pursue it till later on.
That's a good point. That pretty much leads me into my next question is, if you were not in the tech world and if you had any dream job of your choice, what would it be?
Oh, I gave it away, didn't I? Music. You know, I was actually in percussion. I was a percussionist. I was a drummer in high school. I played the timpani in our concert band and our orchestra. I was involved in all that stuff. I used to study. I lived in South Jersey, not too far from where you are now. And I used to take the public transportation every Wednesday. I'd take a bus in the Philadelphia, the big metropolis of Philly, and I studied with Joe Morello's disciple. His name was Armin Santarelli, who taught drums at Music City right on Chestnut Street. And, Joe Morello, I don't know if you remember him from the Dave Brubeck quartet, and he was a drummer and quite handily a phenomenal drummer. So he taught a lot of his style and technique to Armin, and Armin shared it with his students. So I was blessed to be able to study with him, and that's where I got involved. So that was my first love. I auditioned actually at Temple University for music. And I was in for a huge disappointment when I learned I had very little theory background to be able to excel at the music school. So while I was accepted at Temple, I actually wound up in their business school because I wasn't accepted in the music school. Very difficult to get in there, but that's another story for another day.
I understand. So as a follow-up, what's your favorite band or music musician you listen to today?
Oh, well, I'm big into jazz, but I do appreciate all different types of music because I respect it all, and I understand what it takes to be and excel in the music field. So, but I am a jazz aficionado. I really like jazz.
All right. Avi the jazz guy. I got you. So, I like it. So, back to now question 7, as we talked about, seems like a popular theme, technology. So, what would be your advice to anyone of any age, not just mine, but any age, about technology? And how it evolves every day from your standpoint?
I share this concept all the time. Technology should be always viewed as a tool, not an end-all. It's not the end game, right? And it's simply a vehicle to accomplish your goals that have really should be nothing to do with technology. But a lot of people are enamored with tech, and they love the concept of owning it, using it, and sometimes they even build solutions around technology that really have no place for it.
So I hear you.
Technology is a tool. Tech equals tool. Boom, 4 letters each. Think of it that way. And it's simply a tool in your arsenal to be able to build things that have a goal that's much greater than technology should be.
Exactly. Just like a hammer, guys, if you start expecting more of technology, technology will start to hate you. But if you keep it low-key and you start realizing it's a tool in our arsenal to help, then technology will love you back. It's a perfect way to explain it, Avi. Like I said, I'm echoing these same sentiments. That's how I feel, too. So looking at your website, sounds like you fix tech problems. What is the hardest tech problem you have ever had to solve for a client? This is question 8.
Great question, but I'll tell you what, my biggest problem I have for a client is not really a tech problem.
Really?
It's more, quote, an administrative problem. It's the biggest challenge is explaining the clients that they shouldn't struggle to find an answer to a problem before they get help. That's my biggest problem, because people oftentimes try to figure things out on their own, waste so much time, get so frustrated that they don't really know that their help is right around the corner with a quick phone call. And not just from me, but a lot of resources exist to be able to help you. And you can't refuse the ability to reach out and ask somebody. And if you do that, you'll find that you can get through your problem, because it's not the tech problem that's the issue. It's
the administrator
solving. Yeah. It's the solving the goal of what you want to do. We get back to the tech tool. Don't try to fix tech problems. Try to get your problem solve that you're trying to accomplish. And to do that, sometimes you need to eliminate the tech problem, and you can get help for that.
Exactly. To try not to be a hero. If you start becoming a hero, start becoming a Mr. Know-it-all, you'll realize, or Miss Know-it-all, you'll realize, wait a minute, help is right around the corner. It's 2017. We can reach out to anybody now with, you know, the benefits of instant technology and instant messaging, instant calls. It's great. So always reach out when you have a problem, and not just to Avi, but to anybody in the world. And for any problem, it doesn't even have to be a tech problem. It can be like if you're going through something, empathize with them. So that's a perfect way to look at it. So question 9, how do you believe your work experience and technology helps you, how you broadcast things on Anchor? Does it like play a big role? Do you see some of the things you discuss with clients play a role into Anchor, or how do you view that?
Well, it certainly fundamentally helps me with the understanding of the app and my focus on the app itself. And my subject matter is all built around my experience in the industry, as well as my experience using the app and being able to help people. So through experience, I know that, you know, I wouldn't be using the subject matter that I use on the station without being able to understand that technology background. So from there, that's how I do it. And I look on a daily basis. I try to figure out what is the most effective way to communicate a topic to my audience and to others and answer their questions most effectively. So that's how it helps me.
Yeah, it's perfect. And listening to your station, it kind of really shows that you care, and that's great. And everyone should be professional. And when you start being professional on different platforms, you'll start to realize people will take you more seriously, and you're more or less likely to get help from others when something goes wrong. And I see that perfect with your station. So now the question 10. Yes, no problem. And the question 10, what is your goals in the next 5 years, either anchor, personally, work, or anything you have to share about that?
Well, my goal daily is to help one person.
That's
and if I could
goal.
Do that, right, if I could do that, then that will multiply, because I hope and entrust that if I help one person, that person will go out and do the same for somebody else. We can't help everybody, but we can help one person, right? So
absolutely,
that's
yeah.
my goal. And over the next 5 years, I simply hope to expand my reach to help more people globally. And Anchor is just one vehicle for that to happen.
Absolutely. And that's a perfect sentiment, guys. If we can help one person a day, you know how much how much great this world would be? We see too many negative things happening in the world, but sometimes we lose fact of the basic. A simple smile could go a long way in helping someone. It doesn't have to be tech world. It can be anything, and that's the great part of not just obvious a quote right there, but one person a day, maybe you'll keep the negativity away. Like, you know, the old apple saying, you know, one apple a day, doctor away. One person helping each day will keep the negativity away is a good way of looking at that. So now question 11, and I'm sure this is where you're going to reveal your age, I guess, because it's, what is one thing you would like to say to Anchor Nation that they don't know about you?
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know. They listen to my voice. They say, you know, he sounds older than most of us, but I don't know how old he is. And I'm pushing 60 years old, Kevin. So
God bless, first off.
And I don't consider 60 old. I don't consider any age old. As long as you get up in the morning and you're feeling good and you're able to help somebody, that's the ultimate task. And age is never a factor. I want people to know that, mm-hmm. because some people say, well, I'm too old for that technology. I can't be. Look, I've been dealing in tech for years, and the more age you acquire, the more experience you should be able to acquire, and you get better at whatever you're doing if you're doing it right. So that's my focus, and I believe it's important. And here we have the double end of the possibility, right? We got an 18-year-old that's just coming on the Anchor with incredible capabilities and incredible focus, incredible future. You got a guy that's, four times that age almost?
Oh, my.
And that's incredible, right? So, you know, my daughter is 33 years old. So my daughter's almost twice your age. So from that perspective, look at years. And one thing is this, years fly by. You need
yes.
to take advantage of every year and every day you have and be as productive and helpful to others as possible. That's my message to everybody. And keep up. Keep coming on. Don't hesitate to invite your seniors that don't necessarily use apps like this, because I think they'd find it tremendous. They'll be able to share their experience with others. And it's not all about the tech. It's about what you can do to spread your message and share the wealth of experience, because there are a lot of senior people that have such great experience and ideas and stories to tell, and Anchor's a great platform to do it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, first off, God bless and to good health. That's the first thing. I'm glad I met you. You know, we're on two opposite ends, but I feel like you still got that youthful 25-year-old vibe, and I'm kind of in the middle with that, you know, experienced, well-seasoned veteran, and we kind of combine, which is great. This is probably a great interview for the listeners out there. But yes, guys, as Avi said, age is not a factor. Listen, you can be 10 years old, and if you have a dream and you want to be on Anchor, do it. You know, there's no time like the present. You got to be spirited each day. Take the positive route. But if you feel like you can wake up and inspire change, spark change, do it. That's the big message I got out of this interview. Avi's not here for me. He's here for everybody. I'm not here for me. I'm here for everybody. And if we all could come together like that and experience that youthful vibe, I think this Anchor Nation and really more importantly, the Anchor app itself can become not big, but maybe globally. We got to think globally too, globally big. You know, that would be a goal for, obviously, we don't want expectations. That'd be a goal for everybody because, you know, you like to interact not just with people in America, but people outside and get their culturalistic views. So I appreciate Avi. And before we go, any last thoughts before we sign off here, Avi?
I want to thank you so much, Kevin, because you are enlightening so many people on your station. You're doing a tremendous job, and I want you to continue inspiring others. You've inspired me, and I certainly support and appreciate you, and anything I could do for you or anyone of your listeners, I certainly stand ready to do that, my friend. All right?
Thank you, Avi. I appreciate that, guys. And guys, to listening to Anchor Nation, this will be out probably around September 21st. Once again, I'd like to thank Mr. Avi for his time. Had a good 40-minute conversation, you know, depicting his story, inspiring others, and hope you guys enjoy as well. Thank you, and have a good day.
Hey, Avi, KT, man. Just want to say thanks for the interview, bro. Appreciate you taking your time out of your day to be on the Anchor Nation interview. And I look forward to maybe one day doing an interview for your show, man. Thanks for your time and have a nice day.
Kevin, thank you for featuring that interview on your station today, Anchor Nation. I think that's a great interview. You asked some great questions, things that I don't normally think about or talk about, and I think it was fabulous. I'm going to get those things over to my station and feature them here as well, and then I'm going to save them so that we can use them in a podcast in the future. I really, truly appreciate what you're doing on your station. And for those of you that don't know Kevin, please hit Kevin up. Listen to what he's doing. Check out his episodes. He has a weekly interview that he does with all types of people here on Anchor and outside of Anchor, and you'll find his questions to be pointed, to be interesting, and to be evocative in terms of the interviewee. So it's a good engagement. Check in with him if you'd like to be interviewed. And yes, Kevin, one day I look forward to interviewing you as well. I know you're going to be busy for a little while in school, and we'll check in maybe even over the holidays. We'll pick you up, and we'll see how you're doing in school. You can give us some ideas and perhaps inspire some future students and students that may be struggling about how they best can do and everything else that you have in mind, man. You're doing great things, and I truly, truly appreciate you. Thanks again, my friend.